Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., with me, Taya St. Julian, and we'll be your hosts today for a program we're calling Pluck and Bow. I was thinking that musical instruments produce their sounds in many ways. We're going to be listening to two instruments today, one that's plucked and one that's bowed. The one that's plucked is the harpsichord, and the one that will be bowed is the cello. And the composers we will be hearing from are François Couperin for the harpsichord music and the famous Johann Sebastian Bach for some solo cello music. We're going to begin with harpsichordist Skip Sempe, who was an early student of mine and also born in New Orleans and doing fantastically well in Paris today. And it'll be music by François Couperin.
We'll begin with a suite, en mineur, si moll, si minor, Allemande de la Ténébreuse, première courante, seconde courante, Sarabande, la lugubre, l'espagnolette, la favorite, chacun en dutain.
Thank you. Thank you.
New Orleans-born harpsichordist Skip Zempe performing there a suite in C minor by Francois Couperin, who lived between the years 1668 to 1733. And this represents one of the plucked portions of this program. Just let me explain about the harpsichord, how the sound is produced. It has a keyboard on it like a piano, but when you press a key down, it has a mechanism which plucks the string rather than a hammer like the piano does, which hammers the strings. The plectrum, which refers to the way it is plucked, and the mechanism for plucking the string is called a jack. And the plucking is done originally by quill, from a feather of a bird. And in the modern instruments, I think that's been replaced by plastic of some sort. And having built three harpsichords, I can tell you the plastic is much easier to deal with than actual plectrum. And our program today is called Pluck and Bow, and we just heard a pluck when Skip Zempe played a copy of Andres Rucker's harpsichord from the 17th century. And now we're going to a solo cello by Johann Sebastian Bach. And the cellist that's doing this music is a professor of cello and chamber music at the University of Central Oklahoma. She's a German-born cellist, and her name is Tess Remy Schumacher.
We're going to hear music of Johann Sebastian Bach, lived 1685 to 1750. We'll have today one of Johann Bach's suites. This is suite number 1 for cello solo in G major. We'll hear Prelude, Allemande, Courante, Sarabande, Minuets 1 and 2, and finally a Gigue. Thank you.
Thank you.
A part of the bowed section of our program today, which is called Pluck and Bow, the expert cello playing of Tess Ramey Schumacher, who is a professor of cello and chamber music at the University of Central Oklahoma, and also whom we met a little over a year ago during a recent visit here with her husband in New Orleans. We're going back to the pluck part of our program, and back to Skip Sempe again performing on the copy of the Rooker's harpsichord from the 17th century, and we have music of François Couperin.
We'll next be hearing Suite en La, Suite en A, L'air de toucher le clavecin, Prelude en La, Adieu, un majeur. Le vieux seigneur sera bon grave, le dodo ou l'amour au berceau, and ending with Sarabande la dangereuse.
Thank you.
Some more music by Francois Couperin. We just heard the Suite in A perform again by New Orleanian Skip Sempe. At least he was when he was born here. He's been spending most of his life in Paris, doing fantastic work as a harpsichordist and director of an early music ensemble. We have time for just one short piece by Bach.
Right, that's his suite for number 2 for cello solo. We will hear the Courante. And our cellist, also Tess Remy Schumacher, performing there a portion of the Suite number 2 for solo cello by Bach. It was the Courante. Hope you've enjoyed this music called Pluck and Bow, and we played music from suites, so we could say we had sweet pluck and bow music today. Thank you for joining us today here on Continuum. We look forward to having you with us again next week. Stay well.
I named it Oscar, after the boxer Oscar De La Hoya.
I'm Chris Henry, and this is Pam Henry, and we had a Chevy S10, and we donated to public radio.
It was tough.
He had tears
in his eyes.
I cried.
Mean, it was like losing a pet or something, because he was all choked up.
I think it was the greatest idea to do with the truck. It served us so well. It needed to serve another purpose.
You can find out how to donate your vehicle to WWNO at our website, wwno.org. Thanks.